The federal government says it's concerned about the welfare of three Australians being held in a Tehran prison, as Iranian authorities confirm they are preparing to put all three on trial. But they'll be tried in two separate cases, with the Australian academic who's been detained for nearly a year accused of carrying out espionage for a government other than her own. Thomas Ariti has the latest.
The detention of the three Australians comes during a week of tough talk between the United States and Iran. The US blamed Tehran for launching drone attacks on Saudi Arabian oil fields, with President Donald Trump saying he was locked and loaded to retaliate. He now says the US is looking at a range of options in response, and the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, told Channel 9 this morning that any talk of Australia taking part is premature.
The US statement was a statement of capability, not necessarily intention. And so I think we have to act cautiously and sensitively in this area. I'm sure it'll be one of many issues that get discussed about the geostrategic situation at the moment.
And as the Prime Minister prepares to fly to the United States, more information is coming to light about the Australians detained in Iran. University of Melbourne academic Dr. Kylie Moore-Gilbert and two tourists, Jolie King and Mark Firkin. Ghulam Hossein Ismaili is a spokesman for the Iranian judiciary.
One of the cases involves two people who took pictures of military sites in no photography zones. They were arrested on the spot at the time of taking the images. The pictures and videos that they recorded using camera-equipped drones were stored on the memory card of their drone camera, which was seized. The other case has a security dimension and involves espionage for an alien country.
The Trade Minister, Simon Birmingham, told AM that despite the confirmation from Iran, the federal government is still seeking clarity.
We have been involved for some time now in relation to providing consular assistance and engagement with family, and of course we are concerned for the welfare of these individuals and work to make sure their treatment is as fair as possible.
And negotiations for the three Australians are taking place with that backdrop of the attack on the Saudi oil facilities, Iran's alleged involvement, and Scott Morrison's upcoming visit to Washington. The minister downplayed whether that adds to the challenges.
Well, those are separate matters in relation to the attack on the Saudi oil facilities. Of course, we monitor the implications of those, but in relation to the parties involved in the dispute who are detained, we have diplomatic relations in place with Iran. We continue to try to work through those channels to get the best possible outcome, the fairest possible outcome for those individuals.
And as for whether there's any room for quiet diplomacy...
These obviously are matters in the public sphere, but as our government has demonstrated time and again, we will show restraint when it comes to our public commentary around individual cases, because often that is the best way to provide support for those individual circumstances when giving them consular assistance.
In the meantime, the blame game continues over the weekend attacks, and on Capitol Hill, the debate continues over what the appropriate US response should be. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
The goal, according to the Vice President, is to restore deterrence, which has been lost. To those who suggest that our getting out of the Iranian nuclear agreement has led to this problem, you're rewriting history.
Democrat Mark Warner urged caution.
I think it would be extraordinarily inappropriate if the president in any way committed American forces, based upon the information that we have at this point, to go after Iran based upon their alleged attack against Saudi.
And it's prompted some analysts to explore the way drones are being used for defence capabilities. Malcolm Davis is with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
Look, I think we need to take counter-drone capabilities more seriously. We need to also work out how we can use these sorts of technologies ourselves. You know, we're investing $70 billion on the future submarine, the first of which won't hit the water until 2035. By then, the nature of warfare is going to be radically different from what it is now. And so we could, for the cost of one of those 12 future submarines, we could invest a substantial amount in advanced unmanned systems ourselves.
That's Malcolm Davis from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. Thomas Ariti, our reporter.